Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, but he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals in cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil will get your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't fight, no child knows." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, where you don't fight, no child knows."
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is Satan loves warm weather. Satan loves warm weather. I just got back from Florida, and I have to say that I believe there's a lot of corruption seems to be in these southern states like Florida, Arizona, California, Hawaii, and I don't know why and I don't understand, but I see a lot of corruption, a lot of evil in these tropical areas. Number one, because they're beautiful, they have palm trees, beautiful beaches, they have million-dollar homes on the coast, and I have to say that Satan loves warm weather. It's very congested in these areas. The prices of homes are really high. The cost of food is very high. And one thing I know, that there's more crime, and people are very rude and selfish in the area of Southern California, Arizona, Florida, and Hawaii. I mean, people down there, they're like rats trying to get their cheese. So I came to this conclusion that I believe that Satan likes the warm weather, and you will find more and more of these demons in these tropical areas of our nation. Why? Why would that be? Because I believe that Satan knows where he is going, and that is hell, and hell is hot, so therefore he likes warm weather. Yes, I believe that Satan today likes warm weather, not just in the southern states of America, but also around the world, and you will see more and more evil will happen in these tropical paradises. Have you ever heard of the song that the devil went down to Georgia? For he was looking for a soul to steal. Very interesting. I believe that Satan, he went down south. He went down south to Georgia. He could have went north to Maine. Come on, somebody. North to Minnesota. But instead, he went south to Georgia looking for a soul to steal because it was warm. It was warm weather down to Georgia. And Satan went down to Georgia for he was looking for a soul to steal. Now, I'm not saying there's not demons in the north, because I believe each area there's such things as called territorial spirits, but I'm here to tell you that Satan loves to camp out in these tropical states of America and these tropical areas around the world. Satan loves warm weather, and this is why when you go to Cancun, you'll find a lot of evil. You go to the Caribbean, you'll find a lot of evil. Come on, somebody. South Florida, California, and all these tropical areas, you'll find a lot of evil. Because I believe that Satan knows he's going to a hot place. I believe that Satan knows he's going to a hot place. Let's not forget the hurricanes and floods that happen in the south. We have all seen the devastation of these hurricanes, as of Hurricane Katrina in the south, in Louisiana and Mississippi and everywhere. And we see that there's a lot of evil dictators are in these tropical areas. And I want to tell you, Satan knows he's going to hell, so therefore Satan loves warm weather. He loves to send his demons down to warm weather, and I believe that somehow Satan feels very comfortable in warm weather. Yes, you know, the Bible talks a lot about hell. The Bible talks a lot about hell. I want to talk to you a little bit about where Satan is going. And despite the Jehovah Witnesses who don't believe in hell and a lot of other of these false religions, I'm here to tell you the Bible talks a lot about hell. And the biggest thing that Satan wants to do, and if he can convince you that hell is not real, and if he can convince you that hell does not exist, he already has you beat. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible talks a lot about hell. And number one, hell means Gehenna. Gehenna is Greek for a place of punishment in Luke 12:5. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who after he has killed you has authority to cast you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Fear the one that can cast you into hell. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that Satan loves the warm tropical areas. Have you ever watched CNN in the news? And it seems like the crime rate really happens a lot in like Southern California. You see a lot of crime in Florida. Come on, somebody. I'm not saying there's crime in every big city. I know there is. But it just seems like there's more and more crime the more and more you get to the warm weather. Let's not forget the tropical areas of Africa, the 1040 window. I can go on and on. Let's not forget the ruthless dictators of these tropical areas, because I'm here to tell you that Satan loves warm weather. Well, another area of hell is called Hades. This is Greek for abode of the dead. In Matthew 16:18, it says, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of what? Hades, the gates of hell, will not empower over it. You know, the truth of the matter is, the Bible talks a lot about hell. There's another word for hell in the Bible, and it's called Sheol. It's Hebrew for a grave or unseen state. You know, in Psalm 16:10, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow the Holy One to undergo decay. This is called the grave or an unseen state. Last but not least is Tartarus, Greek for a place of punishment. In 2 Peter 2:4, it says, for if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness, reserved for judgment. You know, do you know there's over 104 nuclear plants in America today? 104 nuclear plants. You know, when I went down to Florida, I went to an area that had a nuclear plant, and I was enjoying the view of the beach, and then I looked and there was a nuclear plant, and it reminds me that hell is in America. And it reminds me that our children are going to hell, our churches are going to hell, this government's going to hell. Come on, somebody, I'm here to tell you that hell's real. But I see it more and more in these tropical areas because I believe that Satan loves the warm weather. Come on, somebody. Why does everybody want to go down to Florida? Why? Because it's warm. Everybody want to ride out their pimped out cars. They want to stay in their very pimped out homes and have their beautiful bikini string ladies. Come on, somebody. They want to do their drugs. This is a place of Satan, and this is why I believe that Satan loves the tropical areas. You know, the word hell, from the Saxon hillen or helen, to hide, or from hole, it's a cavern, though now used only for a place of torment, anciently denoted the concealed or unseen place of the dead in general, corresponding to the Greek, the invisible place of the Hebrew Sheol, from shall, to ask, seek, the place and state of those who are out of the way and to be sought for. Wow. You know, Jesus Christ warns us, without Him, you will go to hell. Jesus Christ says, without me, without Jesus, without the blood of Jesus on you, you will go to hell. It sounds like a strong statement because it is. You know, hell is a place of disembodied spirits. Yes, I don't know about you, but I believe there's a lot of terrestrial spirits in a very warm climate. Acts 2:31, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. A lot of people have a debate. Did Christ visit hell after the resurrection? Did Jesus Christ visit hell after the resurrection? Luke 23:43 says, and he said to him, truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. In Acts 2:31, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, and he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did he his flesh suffer decay. Yes. Some people say that hell was a place of rest for Abraham's bosom. In Luke 16:23, in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away, and Lazarus in his bosom. Some people argue that maybe paradise could be a form of hell. And he said, truly I say to you, today I shall be with me in paradise. This is very controversial. Where is paradise at that time? But we know that hell was a place of torment in Luke 16:23. And we also know that hell is a place of future punishment and its destruction from the presence of God. In 2 Thessalonians 1:9, these will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Come on, somebody. Can somebody tell me? Go tell a Jehovah Witness that hell is real. Can somebody tell me right now? Can somebody go and tell somebody that hell is real today? And I'm here to tell you that Satan loves warm weather. And I believe today that there's a lot of people going to hell in tropical climates. Come on, somebody, today. And I believe today that Jesus needs to be in these tropical areas. And I thank God for the churches in these tropical areas. But I'm here to tell you today that I believe that Satan loves the warm weather. And this is why Satan went down to Georgia, because he was looking for a soul to steal, because he didn't want to go up north to Maine. He didn't want to go up north to Michigan. He didn't want to go up north to Wisconsin. No, because I believe that Satan's a wimp. Come on, somebody, he's a wimp, and therefore he wanted to be down in the warm weather like a lot of you snowbirds. Come on, somebody, you can't handle the four seasons. You can't stay for the winter because you're a wimp and you want to go down south. Come on, somebody, where there's a lot of evil down there, where a lot of demons are down there. Come on, somebody, to sit in your false realities. You ain't... Oh, come on, somebody. Nobody's listening to me. Hey, look, if you can handle it down there, good for you. If you got the money, good for you. But I'm here to tell you that Satan went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. You know, hell is a place of everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:46. These will go away in eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Hell is an everlasting fire. Matthew 25:41. Then he will also say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell is also an everlasting burning. In Isaiah 33:14, sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with continual burning? It's an end without end. It's a continual fire. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today because you look so pretty. Come on, somebody. You're brainwashed by your mainstream churches. You ain't listening to me today. Come on, somebody. You're brainwashed by mainstream television. You ain't listening to me today. I'm here to tell you that hell is an everlasting burning fire. And I'm here to tell you that hell is a furnace. It's a furnace of fire. Matthew 13:42-50. It says, and I will throw them into the furnace of fire, and a place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's not only an everlasting burning, it's not only a furnace, but it's also a lake of fire. The Bible says in Revelation 20:15, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into a lake of fire. This was a lake of fire. This was a big fire lake. Come on, somebody. It was like a furnace, an everlasting burning fire of everlasting punishment. But hell was not just that. But the Bible also says it was fire and brimstone, like burning sulfur. In Revelation 10, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone. He will be in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. This is a burning sulfur. A lake, a burning sulfur, a furnace. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but somebody tell the Jehovah Witnesses that hell is real, please. I don't know what Bible you're reading out of. But not only that, the Bible says that hell is also a kind of unquenchable fire. It means it's unquenchable. That means you're going to burn and burn and burn, but you're not going to turn to ashes. Matthew 3:12, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. not only is it unquenchable, but it's also devouring, and it's a devouring fire. In Isaiah 33:14, sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with continual burning? Come on, somebody. This is a continually burning place. Continually hot, and this is why I believe that Satan loves the tropical areas, that he sends his demons to these tropical climates. Come on, somebody, because it's a continual hot fire. It's unquenchable, devouring. And it's also prepared for the devil and his demons in Matthew 25:41, that he will also say to those on his left, "Depart from me, cursed ones, and to the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels." Yes, and the Bible says that in hell all the devils and his angels are confined in until the judgment day. And in Jude 1:6, the angels who did not keep their own domain but abandoned their proper abode, he is kept into eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day. They're in chains. They're confined in hell. It's very unquenchable fire. It burns continually. And this is why I believe that Satan loves tropical weathers. I mean, look around in the country of Haiti. You see hurricane and destruction. Come on, somebody. In these tropical climates, there seems to be more disease. In these tropical areas, there seems to be more death. In these tropical climates, there are more crime. Come on, somebody. It's almost like these demons flourish in the heat. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that we see more crime in Southern California. We see more crime in Florida than any other state in the United States. But not only is the devil confined, but punishment is eternal, and the wicked shall be turned into. The wicked will be turned in Psalms 9:17. The wicked shall return to Sheol. Even all the nations who forget God, that they will return, the wickedness will return back to hell. Human powers cannot preserve from Ezekiel 32:27, nor do they lie beside the fallen heroes of the uncircumcised who went down to Sheol with their weapons of war and whose swords were laid under their heads, but the punishment of their iniquity rested on their bones, though the terror of these heroes was once in the land of the living. Come on, somebody. This is the grave of an unseen state. The Bible says that the body suffers in hell in Matthew 5:29. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Not only does your body suffer in hell, but the body also says that the soul suffers in hell. In Matthew 10:28, do not fear those who kill the body, but aren't able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. The Bible says if you're a wise person, you'll do everything you can to avoid hell. In Proverbs 15:24, the path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may keep away from Sheol below. We need to do everything we can to keep away from hell. America, I pray today that you'll do everything you can to keep away from hell, even though hell is in America, and even though America loves demons and they love hell. Come on, somebody, but if you're listening to my voice today, I want to warn you, as Proverbs 15:24 says, a wise person will do everything he can do to keep away from hell. Greed, fornication, drunkenness, and all that. Stay away from hell. we should have an endeavor to save souls and keep others from going to hell. In Proverbs 23:14, you shall strike him with a rod and rescue his soul from Sheol. We should try to tell people about Jesus Christ. We should warn people of hell. Come on, somebody. This country's going to hell. We need to warn people in this nation today that they are going to hell. Because I'm here to tell you today that a lot of folks don't take hell serious. And I'm here to tell you today that what the Bible says, the only way to save your soul from hell is through Jesus Christ. Well, this is why Satan loves the tropical warm weathers, because he knows he's going to hell, and he sends his demonic angels down there, and it's almost like they know, so let's just hide out in these tropical areas, right? And let's just take control of these areas. Us common folks, you ain't going to buy a $1 million home if you're a common folk. Somewhere along the line, you got to sell your soul to Satan, and he can give you a $1 million home on the ocean. And this is not for everybody, but usually you do. Or if you want a yacht, you got to sell your soul someplace along the line. You know, a society like America of the wicked, they are led to hell in Proverbs 5:5. But he does not know that the dead are there, but her guests are in the depths of Sheol. You know, all these beasts, false prophets, and the devils, the Bible says that they shall be cast into hell. All these false religions, like Jehovah's Witnesses, definitely who don't believe in hell. In Revelations 19:20, and the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceives those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive in the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone of sulfur. Yes. The power of cannot prevail against the church. Hell, from a God-fearing church with Jesus, hell cannot prevail against it. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Jesus, if you have the blood of Jesus, say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, because the gates of hell cannot overpower it. If you have Jesus in your life, the gates of hell cannot overpower you. You will be an overcomer. Come on, somebody. You know, there's a great illustration of hell in the Bible. In Isaiah 30:33, for Topheth has long been ready, indeed it has been prepared for the king. He had made it deep and large, a pyre of fire and plenty of wood. The breath of the Lord, like a torrent of brimstone, set it afire. You know, God curbs and restrains from doing mischief. With the word, he guides his people into the right way, but with a bridle, he turns his enemies upon his own ruin. Here, in threatening the ruin of Sennacherib's army, the prophet points at the final and everlasting destruction of all impenitent sinners. Tophet. Well, what was Tophet? It was a valley near Jerusalem where fires were continually burning to destroy things that were hurtful and offensive, and there was idolatrous Jews caused the children to pass through the fire of Moloch. This denotes the certainty of the destruction as an awful emblem of a place of torment in the other world. No oppressor shall escape the divine wrath. Let sinners then flee to Christ, seeking to be reconciled to him, that they may be safe and happy when destruction from the Almighty shall sweep away all the workers of iniquity. I'm here to tell you today, it's time, America, that we reconcile to Christ. It's time, America, that we start putting Jesus back in our homes. It's time, America, that we reconcile Jesus to Jesus, and we put him back in our marriage. We put them back in our government. Come on, somebody. I believe it's time. Do you love Jesus in America? Do you love Jesus in America? A wise person would keep away from hell. You know, when I went down to Florida, it's a good state. But I believe there's a lot of evil in these southern states. And this is why I believe Satan loves warm weather, is because the reason why Satan loves warm weather is because Satan knows that his future, and his future is hell. Yes, her with the hurricanes and the floods, and with the crimes, the rude and selfish people in these southern tropical areas, and they are rude and selfish. They're not like the heartlands. Come on, somebody. I like the Midwest. The rude, they're selfish, because Satan loves warm weather, and his demons are down in these tropical areas. So, why did the devil go down to Georgia? Why did the devil go down to Georgia to look for a soul to steal? Because Satan loves the warm weather.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind, but he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're odds up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil will get your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, that you don't fight, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight no child, no.